This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Medina Munawwara, there were so many companions who are now a part of this journey with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like in Mecca, there was a number of people that were with the Prophet of Allah, but there were still few. And therefore, those people were from a golden age, because they believed in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prior to migration, when Muslims were a minority. But post-migration, Muslims now were turning into a majority, and they had some political dominance. There was a long journey ahead of them. So much more needed to be done. One group of people from Najd, they sent an ambassador with a caravan with the intent of communicating to the Prophet of Allah that they were interested in Islam, but in order for them to take the next step, they wanted to learn more about the faith. The Prophet ﷺ thought these people came in goodwill, good faith, and said, sure. He sent some companions, and the companions that he sent were senior companions, people who were very familiar with the Quran. They had put the hours in to learn revelation. They had sat with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These were special people. The bond between a student and teacher is very special. It's like that of family. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent these people off. And rather than respecting those companions and honoring them and treating them like a student should treat their teacher, giving them the royalty of a teacher, along the way, they arrived at a well and they butchered all those companions. Most of the companions died. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam heard this, he was so heartbroken. He was so sad that not only did he lose his companions, but these were scholars. And the tragedy wasn't one that was limited to him. In Taif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's struggle was him. When his mother passed, it was him. But here, tens of companions lost their lives. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam grieved along with everyone in Medina Munawwara. That these people did not understand the value of human life. They did not respect human life. They took innocent people and they butchered them. These people had done no harm to them. Yet they came after them and they hurt them. The Prophet alaihi salatu wasalam planned his approach on how to deal with these people that had betrayed the Muslims. But in the meantime, while the political game plan is being put in place and they are planning to execute it, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam buries himself in dua. And along with the companions, they engage in something called qunut nazila, that now in prayer there is a special dua being made. And because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't suffer in this alone, it was a community, that prayer was added to the congregational prayer, where everyone together made dua. Because for the Muslim, when we experience something so powerful, tremendous, and overwhelming, we must create an outlet. How do we channel the emotion? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that we will come to how to deal with those that have betrayed us. But our first step must be turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That remember, He is the Creator. Call out to Him, and if you seek revenge, ask Him to be there for you as you seek that revenge. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward those that were martyred. Ask Allah for patience for yourself and for those that live on and have seen this tragedy and will see many more in their life. Because as long as you keep turning to Allah, He is the one that turns the hearts, and He will keep your heart firm on the deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the correct words of dua when our hearts are overwhelmed as we drown in pain and difficulty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept and be with us all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.